This one is Letitia, L-A-T-I-S-H-A, Rhone, R-H-O-N-E, 49-year-old woman with history of coronary artery disease, low back pain, has had two stent placements 2 months apart. The first one was placed last year, and then 2 months later she had a heart attack. She had to have the stent taken out and replaced again. They are on the left side of the heart. She's short of breath. She's weak at times, doesn't drive anymore. She has severe back problems. At one time she was scheduled for back surgery, but it was put on hold and subsequently canceled because of her heart problems. The patient later went to court for disability, and her disability was approved because of severe pain. And the physician on her behalf testified that the patient is not a candidate for surgery at this time, given her heart condition, period. Medication includes lisinopril, verapamil, aspirin, muscle relaxer, Vicodin, ES, Xanax, and a blood thinner called Plavix. Medical problems: coronary artery disease, low back pain, spinal stenosis, severe. Family history: coronary artery disease. Dad is waiting for a heart transplant right now. COVID vaccination update, allergy none. Surgery, orthopedic surgery, and the heart cath, along with stent placement and removal and reinsertion of the stent. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her daughter. Under surgery, put on hand and tonsil surgery. Patient used to have home health care, but doesn't have a home health care at this time. Her daughter is her provider currently. Review of systems: severe chronic pain, leg pain, left-sided leg pain, neuropathy, radiculopathy type symptoms, shortness of breath with activity. Patient is able to walk around with a cane. Exam 160 over 80, pulse is 98, respiration is 18 and febrile, heart positive, lungs clear, abdomen soft, mixture of these controls, the rest because of the vision. Rule one here, we have a 49-year-old woman with end stage, with a history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, number one. Number two, severe low back pain. Patient needs to find a provider and or pain specialist to take care of her needs regarding her Vicodin, ES, Xanax, and a muscle relaxer. Next number, patient definitely has longer than 6 months to live. Next number, patient does not meet the criteria for hospice care at this time. Next number, findings were discussed with patient and encouraged patient to go see her primary care physician to set up for home health and subsequent referral to a pain management specialist. Thank you.